Hello, Peter?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, sir? Sorry, I missed your call a little bit earlier there.
No, no, you're good, you're good. I'm sorry. I'm trying to, I just pulled up to the house right now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, man, I just didn't want to blow up your phone at work, you know what I mean? So I'm glad you texted me there. Always want to respect the time. So
yeah, I appreciate.
Yeah, of course, of course. So Peter, did you have any questions regarding on everything so far?
One sec. I'm trying to email a customer right now. My phone's been off the hook lately.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Sure. I guess it'd be... Okay. Questions. So you guys just really put a website on for me and then kind of just put me on Google, like you said, and what else do you do?
Yeah, so we're going to make sure you get to choose and modify 7 to 15 keywords and phrases, okay? Just to make sure that you're easily found on all of those whenever customers are in the area, for a 50-mile radius if you want it. I know you said before it was about like 20 miles, but if you ever need to venture out further, we can make those adjustments for you, fully included. Now, what this all includes is not just those, but also 60 different directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, just to name a few. And then we can help you with a Facebook business page, run some Facebook ads for you as well, your client dashboard, which is your tracking system, so you can see exactly what you're being found for, where these people are calling from, things like that. Also, you'll have our account management team Monday through Friday at your leisure to run promotions for you if you need it or make any modifications. Now, the website is on the house. It's actually something that we don't do for everybody. So, that's just extra things we're helping out with. And it's only for $249. There's no setup fee or anything like that.
Okay. Now, as far as promotion, what are promotions, I guess?
Let's say, like, down the road, you're like, hey, listen, John, I want to put, like, on my website, use this service and get 10% off, or give me two referrals and you get one free work or something, anything like that. So any type of promotions that you want to run, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that for you. When it comes to Facebook, though, let's say I'm in the area and I type in on Google any of your service that you want to provide, and I look at everything, but I just don't need the service right now. Well, later when I go on my Facebook, your ads will pop up right there. That's how the Facebook ads work.
Okay, cool. And then I also had a question. You guys probably don't do it, but a question. I see, like, in the mail all the time, I'll get these flyers in the mail from, like, HVAC companies. Like, you have 10% off, 20% off.
Okay.
How would I, like, get an ad in the mail? How would I go through that?
Mailing systems is something we do not do. We're all on the web. That's pretty much what we do.
Right.
Yeah. So that I don't want to give you an answer to just because that's just not our field on there. You know, I don't want to give you something I don't know too much of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And sorry, man, I would if we were hanging out type of deal because, you know, it's just the thing, but, you know, But as far as the business goes for through Local Splash now, we only touch on base on the web.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. Now, how long do you say everything takes for the to get it up online and stuff?
Yes. So let's go over that breakdown. So all your directories in your client dashboard will be completed within the first 5 to 7 days. Okay.
Okay.
Now, far as the listings and everything like that. So let's say, I mean, we move pretty darn quick. So your web page will be done within the first 7 to 14 days. Now that's on average. If you already have pictures, you have ideas of what you want to put on, a testimonial, things like that, it can make the process a lot more smoother. Again, this is just average, okay? Now, your listings do begin to appear within the first 30 to 45 days. Now, it's a lot faster than a lot of people on the market, but I can say because we're going to be running the Facebook ads and things like that, it could be quicker. I just want to make sure it's out there on the table. That's where the timeline is around, okay?
Okay.
So we got nothing to hide over here. We want to make sure you know clearly everything that we're doing, how we're going to do it, all of that. Now, the number one thing to expedite everything quicker for you is we'll set up our client interview, which is pretty much I introduce you to our technicians. It doesn't have to be today. We'll be on Monday if you want. You don't even have to be in front of a computer, okay? All they need to do is go over the content that you would like to add, build you your client dashboard, things like that. So that's how fast they move. All right. So we ask for an hour window. That does not mean that they're going to call within, you know, at the beginning of the hour. It's just within that window there. But I most likely will give you a call with them just to introduce you because I know you're going to be talking with them a lot. But if for any reason you can't talk with them or you can't get a hold of them, I'm the lead on your account. So you can email me, okay. You can call me, text me, and if I have to reach out to get them for you, then I will. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Okay, now, got it. Okay, now as far as Facebook ads, do I have to like log into my account or something? Is like I can access my account. To be honest, I don't know my email and password to it.
Okay, you do have to have a regular Facebook page in order to make the Facebook business page. Yeah, so.
I use like a Face ID to log into it. I don't know my email.
No worries, man. All we need is just a URL for it. So once you log in on your app, let's say, you can send us the URL so that way, and again, we're not going to look anything through your personal. We just want to make sure to develop your business page for it. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So with that being said, Peter, let's go ahead and figure out when's the soonest availability that you have to set up a tech call, okay? So that way that we can lock that in for you. I don't want to go too far out.
The best days would be like the weekend. Are you guys open weekends at all? Or?
No, so we're open Monday through Friday, but not weekends.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Sorry, partner. Yeah.
Right. Honestly, I guess today, but I'm off right now.
Okay.
What time do you guys close?
So we're California time with you. So 7 to 4. So let me see if we can get. I can't make a promise, but I'm gonna try to do this within at 3 o'clock. Would that be okay with you?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. 3 o'clock is perfect.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just gonna put it in there for right now. I can't make a promise on that, but I'm gonna try at least, you know, because same day is usually difficult for them. But give me just a second. And is this the best number to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes down to your customers, are they gonna be contacting this number or a different number?
This number.
Okay. Cool. And then. What is the best email we can go ahead and send a future invoice and also for a second form of contact? We always want to have many forms there.
Yeah, pkane, K-A-N-E, 296 at gmail.com.
Thank you for making that one easy for me, man. So you have no idea. I typed that in. Oh, I think I did the first part wrong. I typed in the full name, Pete Kane. Is it just P. Kane?
Yeah, it's just P. Kane, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. All right, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite I'm going to try to do as quick as possible first there, so that way we can see if we can lock this in today, okay? And we're just going to go ahead and hit yes for that. All right, I just sent it. Let me know if you got it.
Haven't gotten nothing yet.
pkane296@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Listen, man, we actually got it working, so they accepted on my end already over here. They want to make sure that you they see that they're committed for you, okay?
Sweet. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, so I just need to make sure, check your spam folder maybe. I want to make sure that you hit yes on your end so they see that you're committed to.
So I'm looking, I'm not getting anything. Maybe it's on my phone, I don't know.
I don't know. Here, as we're waiting on that one, maybe it could be service, I don't know. But it will be from a Google Calendar from mine, jso@relevantads.com. Okay. Peter, is that the name, or is Peter, what's the last name?
K-A-N-E.
Just a K-A-N-E. Okay, cool. And then for the business name, of course, it's got to be on point and consistent throughout the web. So correct me if I'm wrong, okay? But I have kanebros.electric, LLC. Is that right?
Yep. Chambers okay. Electric. I'm not sure about the comma LLC. I'm not, maybe get rid of the comma, maybe?
Get rid of the comma? Okay.
I think so. What do you think? I don't know.
Well, don't worry, man. I mean, as far as this goes, we want to make sure that it's consistent. So if you need to make any adjustments or changes, all we ask for is communication. That's everything. You already know probably better than anyone here. So Peter, just make sure you let our techs know so that way they can make that adjustment or change and it's consistent once again, okay?
Yep.
And then the business address we have is 505 Crestfield Circle in 95678.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and put that here. How are we looking on this email thing though?
I still haven't gotten anything.
She doesn't have something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it says it's the right email, too. That's weird.
It might be because I'm on the phone. I don't know. Because I tried
yeah.
to send an email.
Yeah.
I haven't sent either.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe it's just taking some time. All right. Well, during that time, let's go over some very essential things. I want to make sure that they have all information to start with as well. So let me ask you, Peter, the phone number that they're going to reach is this one. Do you want them to be able to text as well an email or just phone call or all three?
All three is good.
Okay. Email, and it would be the same email, right?
Yep.
Okay. And as far as your hours of operations, what would you like them to see?
You could do probably, I guess for now, just be around like 8 to 5. And then that's, I guess, yeah, that's good. to 5, and as long as they're calling before 5 or around 5, then I can go be an experiential bench. I can always work later than that. I just probably don't want super late phone calls, I guess.
For sure, yeah. So we'll make sure. I'm only going to put 8 to 5. Monday through Friday, Saturday, or?
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it open as much as possible so I'm not losing work, you know. Yeah. We can do Monday through Saturday for now. I was going to add Sunday just so I have more availability.
Hey, man, you let us know, man. We'll always put it up there, okay?
Yeah, we can do Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
If it gets busy, I'll just probably do Monday through Friday.
Right, exactly. Again, and this is any type of modifications you need to make or anything like that, there's no upcharges or hidden fees, man. So this is what we're here for, okay? So just got to let us know, and we'll take care of it.
Sounds good.
And I want to make sure. Now, how do you accept payments from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
Would be cash, Venmo, debit, and credit card. No checks.
Debit and credit. Okay. All right. And do you do PayPal by any chance or no?
I don't.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to make sure you do need a website. Okay, so, man, it would make things a lot easier if that email came through so we can send each other a few things here.
It's not far?
Still, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's all right. Now, far as... Let's go with, I'm just going to try to do things here so that way you can, once it does come through, it'll be simple for you. Let's go over the magic, man. Let's go over services that you want to be found for, some keywords, phrases, things like that. You spit them out, and I'll just type away, okay?
Okay, I might need some help with that one, but probably like electrical or electrician or... I'm trying to think of that one. 17, huh?
Don't worry about the number, man. So it's, trust me, I've talked to so many companies that they've hardly ever passed 7 anyway. Because sometimes they think it's one single word, but it could be phrases too. So don't worry about that. If you want to do like rewire or repair or install, things like that, I got you.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do like remodel. You could do installations, troubleshooting, maintenance. You could do residential, commercial, industrial. You could do telecom if you want.
Industrial, okay. And what was the last one? Telecom?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Right. So we got electrical, electricians, remodel, installations, troubleshooting, maintenance, residential, commercial, industrial, telecom. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, please advise customer may want to add more. So that way, when you talk to them today, that, they kind of bring it up and things come to light, let them know, okay?
Okay.
Okay. That. Oh my gosh, Cammy, this is the 28th already. It's crazy. All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and they're going to ask for the URL for your Facebook on it during that time. So since God bless you. Reception's kind of going a little bit slow, we can just have them do it with you when at that time, okay?
Okay.
I want to make sure they take care of you, though. So, next thing is, the card that we'll be using today, is it just Peter Kane, or is there a middle initial as well?
Um, This one, yeah, it's Peter Kane. I'm sorry.
Okay, beautiful.
It's actually wrong. It says, well, it's just supposed to be Peter J. Kane, but it says I for some reason.
Well, get out of here, really. All right. For now, we'll put it for just what, the way it says on the card so it can accept, but when you change that, let us know so we can change it and modify it on our end over here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Make sure I have this here. Oh, shoot. Right. And then the address to the billing of the account for the card, is that the same note we have on file here?
Yep.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Did it come through?
No, I didn't.
Ah, man. Okay. All right. Peter, I'm going to make sure right now, because we're having a big discount rate for you on here, I'm going to do a triple check before doing anything further. So give me just a second, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I like to make sure of that no matter what. So, I'll refresh this. In. Okay. Looks good. All right, I made those adjustments for you, man, so I give you my word on here. I'll probably get here from my manager, no lie, but it's all good. So, Peter, what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, Discovery, American Express?
Does not even say. Let's try a Visa. It doesn't say on here, actually.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, it's a credit card.
Huh.
It's a Capital One, but it says Platinum on it?
Yeah.
The only thing it says, it doesn't say anything. I'm assuming it's a Visa.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll probably assume it's a Visa, too, if it was me. All right, man. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to collect just the card number information. I'm not going to process anything yet because we're going to do a voice verification as the added form protection for you, okay, before doing so. But we're just going to go ahead and plug the numbers in for right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
5178-0599-5514-1099.
Okay, and the expiration date?
11/26.
Okay. And the security code?
025.
Okay. So, method inconsistent with card. Bless you, by the way. Probably not a Visa then.
You can try Master.
Yeah, I guess that works. That's weird how they don't put that, man. Like, some banks, I swear.
I'm looking at that. I have two cards, doesn't say it either. I have two cards. They don't have... Okay, one says Visa. This one doesn't say anything. The other one says Visa.
Strange.
Visa. Yeah, I don't know.
That's okay, man. No worries. All right, so the next thing I'm going to do is set up a security question and answer for you. So, meaning... I don't care if they even say their name is John and they're from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or the answer to it, please hang up the phone right away and give us a call, okay?
Okay.
So we have three choices here. Of course, I don't want you to fall for the spammers out there, right? We have three choices. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The mother's maiden name is okay. Alberici, A-L-B-E-R-I-C-I.
Okay, you're going to have to do it one more time because I can't even see it after I spell it and put it in, so.
A-L-B-E-R-I-C-I.
Right. So from here on out, don't even give them a clue. Like, what's my mother's maiden name? Don't even say it like that. Just say, hey, what's my security question? then say, all right, if they got that, then ask for the answer from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Now, I'm going to go over the voice verification part. This is the added form I was telling you about to protection for you. So whenever answering your questions, just please try to sound as clear as possible. And if you have any questions, concerns, just stop me in my tracks. Like, hey, John, I have a question on this. Can you elaborate on it? And I'll be more than happy to, okay?
Okay.
All right, I got you. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kane Bros Electric.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Peter Kane, and I'm the owner.
Great. And, of course, you are the authorized user to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And also, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there. That's what I was talking about. We set up that security verification for you, okay? So just please be very careful with that. I've actually seen this happen a few times. So make sure you write that question down, whatever you got to do to memorize that, okay?
I actually just got scammed.
Did you really?
They got my license number. So
stop. No.
What? Yep.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So I got my license number. It'd be coming on 3 weeks. And so once your license number hits CSLB, which is Contractors State License Board,
mm-hmm.
once your shows up, people are sitting there waiting for new licenses to show up on there. And they'll call you and act like fake insurance policies and bonding and shit.
That's messed up.
And they don't realize though, you have to have that before you can get your license number. So now, and they're like, hey, this is CSLB. We're looking. We need a $480 to be a membership of us, and we'll protect you against any kind of fraud and stuff. And I was like, I just paid all my fees. You know what I mean? As another fucking fee. Like, yeah, if you don't pay it, you're going to have your license inactive and all this. So I'm like, are you serious right now? So I was like, okay, well, I can wait till Monday if I can make a payment Monday. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I gave my fucking card number, and I was like, I don't know, something don't sound right. And I called up CSLB, and I'm like, hey, does this sound right to you guys? Like, no, like, this is, that wasn't us. But cool, people love to wait because they see that you're a new business, and they like, it's easy target for you. For them, and you're all caught up with all your fees and everything. That's why we issued your license number. Canceled my card. And the whole time I was in Vegas, I had no idea.
No,
it was fucked. Yeah. So, I fucking
dang, yeah, bro. Okay. Just know that it happens, man. You know, I don't know how they get off on this, to be honest, but just please be careful with it. I've personally seen this happen to a few of my own customers that I've worked with and help with through Local Splash here. And like, hey, John, we just got someone try to act like this, and they said that I have to pay more per lead now. I was like, whoa, that's not us. We keep track of everything.
Right.
Yeah, so if ever you have a question on stuff, just give us a call back at our number, and that way you can verify anything, okay? So we'll take care of you.
Okay.
All right, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Jeez. All right. I'm going to continue here. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I'll stop here for a second, but I just heard in your voice, man, so I just want to give you a helping hand as well, too. I hope you understand everything I'm doing here with you. It's coming out of my pocket as well, too. That's how much I'm committed to help you on this, okay? So we'll make this happen for you. Yes, sir. All right, I'm going to continue here. So we'll go over payment. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 28th in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month of the 28th in an amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right, man. So I'm going to go ahead and triple check right now just to make sure that the setup fee is not on there for you. And for, if it goes through good, then I'll go ahead and process that payment, okay? Give me just a second. I'm hitting refresh right now. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. It's going to be for $249, okay? Once it goes through, you should receive an email and a text message. Oh.
Okay.
So on this card, it's saying insufficient funds.
On the card?
Yeah, maybe it could be the wrong card still. What do you think? But it says insufficient funds.
Let's see. I don't know. What the fuck's wrong? It's probably there's some, it's probably, they probably, it's a random, you know, something random. Here, let's do a different card number.
Okay, I got you, man. Alright, give me a second here. Is it Master or Visa, or which one is this one?
This one is a Visa.
Okay. Alright, ready for when you are.
4744. 8900.
Okay.
9973.
Okay.
2346.
All right. And the expiration date on that one?
1027.
Okay. And the 3-digit code?
751.
Okay. Let's try this one. And if you need to update the card, just let us know, okay? So,
okay.
Because, again, it's going to come out monthly at the same day. So just let us know ahead of time so that way it doesn't mess anything up for you, okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. 249, there we go. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, that one worked. So you should receive a text message coming along as well as an email with it for an invoice. Let me know if you got anything like that because I want to make sure you're getting receiving the invoices and all.
I haven't got any emails yet or text.
I'm gonna wait just a little bit here. How bad is your reception? I mean, it sounds really good on your reception right now.
Okay, I got your text. I got that now.
Okay. Whew, I'm about to lose my mind over here, man. All right. Okay, so on that text, there should be an invoice where it says, if you click it, it'll have a spot where you can, it says to click here to sign for terms of experience or terms and conditions. Do you see anything like that?
Yeah. Click on it right now.
Beautiful. This is including everything we spoke about. Your Facebook ads, all of it, okay? And then if you scroll down to the bottom, it's an electronic signature. You're going to put your name and date. And then I don't know if it's above it or below it, but you're going to hit you agree for that. And let me know where it takes you from there.
Okay, now it's taking me to your login page.
Beautiful. That's exactly where you need to be. So our techs, when they talk with you, they're going to develop that with you, okay? So don't touch it from that point. You're all set from there, okay? I am wondering, though, what's going on with that email. I wonder why. Well, at least you have something there, but I just want to make sure. Did you get any type of, you, no way. Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It has the invoice and everything for you?
Yep, invoice and then the first one. Yep.
Awesome. On the Google Calendar one, can you hit yes for me on that?
So add to Google Calendar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So click on that.
You got it.
Okay. Add Google Meet video conference?
So it's just going to be a yes on, you know, it doesn't have to be like a FaceTime or anything. It's just going to a conference on there. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Let me see if it comes through on my end over here. Quick question for you though. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
So you're about, how far out are you willing to travel for the work? I just want to make sure, we're not going too far.
I want to stick by 20 miles. It's probably safe right now.
Okay, 20 miles out. All right. Okay. Now it's taking a long time on my side. What's going on here? More wait for that one on my end here, but... If you hit yes on there, is it loading still, or is it... Okay.
No, it scheduled it.
Okay, cool. Perfect. As long as that went through. All right. So, again, if I'm for any reason too busy or anything like that, they still will give you a call, but I want to make sure that as best as my possibility here, I want to call them or call you back with them and introduce you guys, okay? So, either or,
yeah.
I want to make sure I get this going for you today. All right, I'm sent over everything right now. Actually, I just want to make sure that I put the 20 miles out, Rossville. So, am I saying that right, or am I just messing that up? Roseville.
Roseville, yep.
I don't know, I was saying Rossville before. Weird. All right, I don't know. So, I'm going ahead. I'm sending that to them right now. I just want to do that while I'm on the phone with you. And you're all set, man. Okay. We're all taken care of here, man. I want to be the first to say, welcome to the family here at Local Splash, all right? I'm going to give you a call back either from with them, or they're going to call regardless during within that hour at 3 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Just make sure that you answer the phone from an 877 number. It's the same thing. It's just want to make sure it's different extensions, okay?
Yep, for sure.
All right, man. I told you, I'll take care of you, man, okay? So, please, if for any reason I don't call with him, and you can't get a hold of them, or you have certain concerns, always check my email, so you can email me, you can text me on this number and everything, okay? I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Peter. And again, sorry for the losses and everything, man, and, you know, hopefully from here on out, we can go ahead and get to brighter days for you, man, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You take it easy. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.